are.
Here we are. Audacity's on.
Episode 234.
34.
I have no idea what to expect today. Just in case, I have a list of 652 listener questions. You know.
Was this a weird one? I forget.
Yeah. Tim is hosting this one, and I don't know what that means.
Okay.
It's me. It's a me.
It's a you. You got your Audacity going?
I do.
Wonderful.
That's so nice.
I just got back from Florida.
Yeah.
Boy, is my skin cold.
Yeah, because it got warm over there and then...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I've been hearing it. It's, but it was like it was warm and then it got extra cold is what I heard occurred. Oh, that's doing some clickety clicks when it moves, Tim.
I mean, it probably would be, yeah.
While I was in Florida, my headphones frayed to that point where... I had to kind of deal with that noise as I was going through my podcasts, and it was pretty maddening. But for some reason, I didn't go out and get a new pair of headphones.
Hmm.
Well, Frank, you still doing your Batman read?
No, I'm in like 1990 and kind of bored.
That's fine.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's like a time where there isn't a consistent voice. Like that's why I started reading it, because there were like decent runs.
Yeah, you wanted to find the Claremont hidden in Batman.
That's really it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't actually expect to find that. I think it's a series of tiny Claremonts.
Yeah.
But I mean, what's his face comes back, right? Like the 80s guy, like Doug, I don't know.
Doug Munch? Yeah.
Yeah, Doug Munch. Like he comes Doug back. Munch.
He might have more like a Nightwing. They're like really big, long runs on 90s Nightwing by, you know, a Chuck
Batman.
Dixon. Or it's basically Batman. He's Batman without the cape.
No, I need Batman to be like theatrical. You know, I need the weird like Orson Welles entrance aspect to Batman to have fun with it. Like I like when Batman is just, he's dramatic in like fun ways sometimes.
You know what you want to read?
He really likes just being behind people and being like, sup. You know,
what
like,
you want to read fun. Is Denny O'Neill's The Shadow.
I have. Fine.
Fair enough.
I really want to love Bill Sienkiewicz comics, but sometimes the pairing just doesn't work.
I get it.
New Mutants worked.
Yeah.
There's that Claremont again.
There's that Claremont.
But like, I really wanted to read his Moon Knight, and it's like, I don't like this.
I think it probably
sounds... Oh, that sounds much better.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, well, that's all a good. Restart. That's the old restart the computer trick.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Because... That's just how software is.
Yep.
Especially when you're on a goddarn the more money you spend on a Windows PC, the worse stuff like this is.
Something bleeds into something else. All the paints mix.
I have so many softwares, Carl.
I just have a brief thing to mention. I was I was watching some people from the United K talk about
that goddarn place.
This like hidden gem of the PlayStation 1, a PAL only late era PS1 game that had amazing graphics and was just fantastic looking and a really good game. And so I looked it up, and here's the YouTube still of the first video. That comes up of the most amazing, like this.
Yeah, I love it.
Is there any way that could be less British? It's just like a really ugly, filthy character with a huge head.
It's like a battle toad alien.
I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, this is a recolor of a still from the Blue Dabba Dee music video.
That's right. That's right. Music by the Annoying Orange. Anyway, I just had to share that because I was like, let's look this up. Let's see. And it was just, I was faced with the most British thing of all time.
Remember when the bar was so low that you could just be an annoying orange? And that was the thing. Do you remember that?
Well, that was never true here. That was true in the kingdom.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Well, that's what I mean.
That was true in the mother country.
I'm going to admit, that's a low bar even for England.
yeah.
Right? I mean, let's not goddarn mince words here, you know?
Yeah.
That was a low bar even for England.
You got is an annoying freaks. Orange any less meritorious than a dizzy egg, though?
Yeah, but more importantly, I don't think that frog was crazy. I think he was faking it.
He seemed regular.
We call it hyper sanity.
Just a regular guy.
That's a joke just for Frank.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciated that one. Just to set expectations, are we assuming a pretty normal time, Tim?
Oh, yeah, sure. This one, it shouldn't take that long.
Okay.
Well, since it's been 14 minutes, and I did mean to start this on time, can I use the bathroom one more time? Why not, right? You know, I'll be right back. It doesn't take me that long. Hold on.
So I know Tim is a big fan of the steel case gesture. What kind of chairs do you guys sit in?
Mine, I don't know what it's called. I think I mentioned this on the show last time, but it came from Reddit.
Ah, that's true.
I didn't put much thought into this one at all.
I sat in 30, 40 chairs, and then I decided I liked this one the best, whatever it is. So yeah, I couldn't tell you, but I will try to find out because I've been meaning to find out. I'll call the company I bought it from and see if they know what it's actually called.
Okay. Let it not be said no one ever gets homework on this show.
Hi, I'm Wick. How's this sound? Did you hear that?
Oh, baby, the sound effects are back.
No, go ahead. And use
I wouldn't necessarily call them back, but they're here.
Man, it's like nighttime in here where I am.
No, it is. Is it just dark over there or what? Yeah, it's dark here too.
It's thinking about raining.
We've had no sun because the goddarn mayor scorched the sky, as it were.
Yeah.
It's a Matrix reference.
I never get to see the outside because UV light is not allowed in here. So.
Oh, that's good.
That makes sense.
Yeah. That makes sense. I've mentioned this to you before, specifically, Frank, but we have no UV coating on the glass in our apartment. Mm. So... Mimsy likes to, she likes the sun. She likes to do stretches in the sun.
Oh, she's a cat.
I kept telling her, you're going to want to start wearing some sunscreen when you do it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I don't believe you. So I held up my transition lenses to my glasses to the window and they transitioned. They turned into sunglasses. And she was like, what does that mean? And I was like, well, anybody who ever decided to pay for transition lenses for glasses knows they only transition in the presence of UV light. And if you're wearing them behind a window that is UV treated, they famously do not turn into sunglasses. You have to be outside.
If you really wanted to get through to her, what you should have done was boot up a copy of Boktai. And when she saw how strong your character was.
Sure, sure. Yeah, that's could definitely play Boktai in this house. If nowhere else, I live in the one room where you could play that video game. Interestingly, we're going to be talking about that on the show today. That's good.
It's Boktai. Wouldn't we say Boktai?
We do. I mean, we could say it that way, but I say karaoke. I say karate. I say Boktai. I don't say Boktai.
I always said Boktai. I never heard of anyone saying it another way. So I guess
I would say Boktai, and I'd say Pokemon as well.
Okay.
Because it's supposed to be pocket monster.
Pocket monsters, yeah.
And Boktai is supposed to be Bokket.
Bokket Tynsters.
Yeah. Bokket Tynsters. Yes. Bokket Tynsters, I believe, is the name of that game. Bokket Tynsters.
Yeah, okay.
Can we write that down somewhere? Yeah. Somebody write down Bokket Tynsters.
Take a note.
Somebody write down Bokket Tynsters. My watch... I've got a ghost in my watch. Siri keeps turning on, just keeps turning on and saying, I didn't quite get that. I tried to look up this and I'm like, what? I turned Siri off the minute they introduced Siri. However, lately, I'm back on the Invisalign after, a year not being on the Invisalign. You know, one thing they don't tell you about Invisalign is when you get it and then you have to do the retainer, you get free adjustments if they're like, we need to adjust your teeth a little bit and redo your retainer. So lately I've been pronouncing my S's. I think everything just sounds like I'm saying Siri all the time. So this thing turns on. But also, why did this, I don't know. Anyway, I believe it's time to begin the show. Is everybody ready for this?
This isn't the show?
No, this is the show. But also, once I start the show, it's definitely the show. So let's go ahead and do it.
Okay.
I'm looking over my notes here. All right.
I can't believe I'm finally an insert credit panelist. Feels like I've made it into a very exclusive club. I'm part of the universe now. I don't know. I just always kind of felt like As the host, I was inquiring of the people who belonged there without being one of them. It's nice. It's nice to be on. Nice to be asked. I didn't think I could do it, but I don't know. It's going okay. I bet if you looked at the waveforms, I'd be talking about as much as Frank. Not maybe a little more. I don't know. Esper will probably have the stats on that. Just feeling pretty good.
Oh, hey, Alex Jaffe, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Do you want to go see that Argyle movie?
I want to see a movie, and if it's Argyle, then so be it.
Okay, well, how about 7 p.m. at Times Square?
Today?
Today, Carl.
Okay, I'll be there.
We'll see what happens. I'm going to watch that movie. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, there's a chance it could be stupider, and there's a chance it could be better than the typical stupid movie.
I'm expecting a better time than Beekeeper.
Oh, yeah. Beekeeper was very funny, in my opinion.
I did not like it. Did not care for it.
I mean, you know, those sorts of movies are acquired tastes.
I suppose.
The appreciation of trash. Yu Suzuki, 65 years old. He just made Air Twister. So is he going to still be making games at age 80? Imagine making a game called Air Twister. Did y'all play Air Twister?
I did not. I
thought it was okay.
Okay, I'm back.
I found the music a little frustrating. The music was a little overbearing. That whatever SoundCloud remixes of whatever he downloaded. All right, well, we're back from the show, and we're going to get through a couple of questions real fast, which is
I just want to say, you know what I will be doing at age 80? Yeah. Sorry to interrupt the question.
What will you be doing, Carl?
And we'll hopefully others will want to join me along for this. Insert credit in some capacity. I don't think I'm ever going to let that thing go. Whatever it looks like in 40 years, I think insert credit is going to be part of the equation.
Past a certain point, it's going to have to become some kind of a video show, I do think. You're going to have
at some point.
Might could be.
The video component with people's faces on camera. Wouldn't really be that hard to turn this right here into that.
I'm not going to commit right here and right now to being with this program for another 40 years.
Yeah,
a lot of
right
things
now.
Can happen. But you know what? I don't have any plans to go anywhere else.
I just got to turn it into some money.
Yeah, that would be nice.
That's right.
How do I make some god darn money out of this?
Gotta figure out a way to start making money on this.
So, Chris Graft, I've been trying to do something for the past couple for the past decade or so. I've been trying to just introduce the idea of declaring goaties at around Valentine's Day time. Everyone is rushing to do it the first god darn week of December. Games ain't movies. You can't do a catch up in a weekend, right? You can't sit there.
Isn't that what we're doing? It's pretty much Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing.
This will be the Valentine's Day-ish episode. Yeah. And also, it's a nice way to commemorate Valentine's Day because in this case, the girlfriend is video games.
Video games.
Right?
Yeah.
And
it's only in this case.
Yeah. And it's not true elsewhere. The only time video games have not been my girlfriend since the year 2020. That was a joke about how you expected it to be much earlier.
Was it an amicable breakup?
No.
Was it mutual?
No, she dumped him.
More or less.
Because
I made a YouTube video about it. And
you're
she
talking
got
about
mad.
Isabel?
I'm talking about Shiori Fujisaki. She got mad at me.
Yeah.
She got mad at me for revealing her secrets.
She gets mad at everybody for like the littlest thing.
I've recently reached the age where I can't not shave.
Yeah.
Where it's like it grows fast, but it looks awful.
Yeah.
It looks awful for like, it takes like 2 weeks before it levels out. It used to be like I would have a week of it looking pretty decent. And now it's like 3 days and it looks like I fell over in the gutter. This is two days not shaving. I don't know if anybody's looking. It looks deranged. It's growing like uneven.
Well, I shaved this morning, so.
That's good. Good for you.
That's what I'm saying. It's all coming out.
I mean, what I'm saying is this looks bad, though. This, like, at least for you, it's like even. Like, you see this?
It is even. That's true.
It looks ridiculous. Like, it's terrible.
Okay.
That's why I bought a fancy camera, so I can look as worse as possible.
I've considered lasering my face, but I'm not doing it. Oh.
No, it takes too long, and it's too expensive. I was about to say I want to go to the bathroom, but literally, Mimsy just went right into the bathroom.
They're going to replace that really soon, and I hope they do.
They're going to replace what?
the government's going to give us a free tax filing.
That's good. This isn't very fair. TurboTax. Really,
I got an ad for an H&R Block thing on my YouTube today, and it was like, it's like, tired of TurboTax? Try H&R Block's AI tax assistant. Okay. And I'm like, uh-oh. And I'm like,
sure, that's
nope.
Gonna help me out.
I'm like, no. And then I listen a little more. It's easy and fun. And I'm like, oh, this is not a human's voice too.
I use Free Tax USA. It lets you file your taxes for free. Federal, anyway, not state.
Well, I mean, you can file your taxes. Filing them is free. It's preparing them.
Like,
is what people
that's
pay
not TurboTax. Yeah. That's like naturally aspirated tax.
Anybody listening to this, if you want to spend a good car job, anybody wants to, it only takes around 200 hours to learn how to do business taxes by yourself. That's all it takes. And then I pay a lawyer to stamp it. It takes 200 hours. You just sink that cost. And then you can do your own taxes for decades. So try it out. TurboTax, right. Game of the year, sponsored by TurboTax.
Do you want to take an unscheduled bathroom break?
Yeah, I'm going to go toilet up. Mimsy just got out of that toilet. I'm going to go toilet
this
up.
This is not a we'll be right back.
Turbo down. I'll be right back.
Well, it's not our official break.
Everybody go for it. Everybody go do it.
I'll go walk around.
We'll be back in 2 minutes.
All right, BRB.
Hello and welcome back to my show.
Hello.
Hi.
It's my baby. It's my girl.
Hello, my baby.
Well, hello.
Her face is all nasty. She got toothpaste all over her face.
Good.
Chicken flavored toothpaste all over her face.
CFT. Hey, Tim, you give your dogs kelp?
And we got a thing going on. We got a thing that's got kelp in it.
Okay, very good.
We got too many things. I pay $100 for these dogs' food. Well, I mean, you know, it lasts for several months because they're very small. But you know, they eat about like this much food per meal, and the bag's about this big. So it's fine.
Puppies. Okay, let's get to it.
But Frank, before you go, there's one thing I wanted to tell you. You were looking for the Chris Claremont of Batman, and the thing that is that at DC that I think you're looking for is Marv Wolfman's Teen Titans.
Oh, sure. I mean, that's just like, I mean, isn't that just like, what if we had an X-Men?
Yeah, but it's like, it's got Robin in there.
I don't care about Robin.
Robin sucks.
Yeah.
Wait, is Robin one of the X-Men?
That's he's one of joke. Those. Nice. Yeah, he's the DC X-Men.
Yeah. That's my joke. I've seen one of these.
No, I think you should give it a shot. Give it 6 issues and see what you think.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Like, how long does it take to read 6 issues?
I think I've done 2 issues, and maybe I'll do those again someday.
That's fair. All right.
It's a good recommendation, but it's not Batman.
All right. Well, then I don't think that's happened.
Not Batman.
No. You want Batman X-Men? Is that it?
So what I enjoyed about reading X-Men was one guy was in charge for 16 years. And so he was able to breathe and make things interesting.
Yeah.
And there were plots that went somewhere. That's a rare thing in comics. And it's like, well, what if someone did that with Batman? That might be interesting. The answer is no one's given the opportunity in comic books.
Right. Robert Conagher got to do Wonder Woman for 20 years, but it was terrible.
Oh, he was a terrible writer. Yeah. But could crank stuff out.
Oh, yeah. The all-time champ in cranking stuff out.
Well, if you don't count the organ grinder at the park, like the little monkey.
No, even then. I have factored in the organ grinder. And
the organ grinder down at the park, down the corner with the little monkey.
Well, an amusing thing happened to me recently. I was trying to purchase an Indonesian horror film from the 80s as I do, and
that does sound like you.
It does sound like me. And I was trying to find this specific movie, which was like Queen of the Snakes. I forget what it's called. It's a movie where a lady turns into a snake. And I was trying to find it. The only release that you can find really is a bootleg. And so I was trying to find that for cheap because I didn't want to spend real money on a bootleg, but most people were trying to sell it for like $40. But I found a lot of 3 Snake Woman movies, completely unrelated to Snake Woman movies, for much less, and I made an offer and I got it all for $15. But it was fun to think, like, I guess this seller just used to like snake women or something and put this lot of DVDs together and then decided they don't like snake women as much anymore and sold them.
You might say he's shed it.
That's right. He shed his desires. But then when I got it in the mail, I found that he had put a little playing card size snake card in each one with snake facts on it.
Wow.
Oh, that's so cool.
So in Night of the Cobra Woman, there was a cobra snake fact thing in there. And the one that I wanted, there was a python. And then there was a Curse of the Snake Woman, which is a Japanese one. And that had a viper card in it. I was like, wow. This person has it all figured out.
I want this to be a recurring insert credit segment now. I want a review of a snake movie accompanied by the snake fact in the case.
Oh, okay. Well, I would have to go get my Cobra Snake facts because I did watch Night of the Cobra Woman. It was really bad. It was really, really bad. But I'll do that for next after this. I want to go grab them.
Perfect. I love it.
Yeah. Snake facts.
Snake reviews. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what happened to me. Right. Frank, anything exciting in your life?
Sorry. I was working on an email. I was thinking about pre-show banter. Is anything exciting in my life? Was the question. God, no, never. No, I've just been very work focused because we are doing a lot at GDC. So, not a lot of room for other stuff lately because we've got this gallery on the show floor. And then also I'm doing a speech during the Choice Awards.
Oh, nice.
So I've mostly just been panicking about how I'm further behind on all of that than I want to be.
Well, I guess I know what kind of a speech that would be. So that's fun. Well, maybe I don't.
Can you tell me?
Well, I was going to guess that you would intro a lifetime achievement is what they would.
No, they're just like, get up there and say whatever you want about game preservation.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Heck.
Yeah.
That's fun.
It is. Except, you know what's more fun is constraints.
Sure.
Maybe now is your time to preach to the public that it's okay to pirate video games.
Yeah, I was going to say you could talk about not that specifically, but like the importance of emulation. You could do a condensed version of that big speech that big GDC.
Is that really the most important thing right now? To an audience of game developers, I think the most important thing to an audience of game developers is, if you don't curate your own story, no one's going to do it for you.
Yeah,
that's good.
So I'm not going to tell you to steal things, but you should steal things because that's how it's done.
Yeah, steal things from your job. Nice.
So something like that. And it might even be tied into all the layoffs that are happening right now.
Frank, have an AI write it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
That's how to do it. Tim, anything new and exciting with you?
Not really, no.
Heck yeah.
Didn't think so.
Cool.
If there was, I wouldn't say it here. Let's just leave it.
You'd save it for the good stuff.
Yeah. I'd save it for the fun stuff. I'd save it for the good part, not here in the
not the bad part.
What is this part? What is this part? Like, what is this?
Our pre-show banter.
Yeah. No good. Not where I come from.
Is that a 5-hour energy drink?
Yeah. I suffer from chronic migraines, and believe it or not, this is far, far more effective than most medications, according to my neurologist. So
that surprises me. I feel
it's actually way, way healthier than the typical over-the-counter migraine pill by the Bayer Corporation. It's B vitamins, and it's 200 milligrams of caffeine, which is about a cup of coffee. Every time I buy one, at the store across the street, the lady there, who is the owner's wife, is always like, you better stop drinking those things. And I say, you better stop selling them, right? Yeah. First of all, and she's always drinking a Celsius. Have you all seen Celsius?
No.
Celsius is an energy drink for young women.
Energy drinks
went woke.
Is it European energy?
No, it's American as heck. How else you think they're going to call it Celsius, right? Celsius is an energy drink for young women, which contains, if I'm not mistaken, more caffeine than a 5-hour energy drink and a Red Bull combined. So
it's girl dinner.
What's so for women about it?
Branding.
the graphic design of the can. Coca-Cola Zero wasn't for men because the Coca-Cola Corporation is a bunch of old money misogynists, even though that is, being boys from Atlanta, most certainly true. They're old boys from Atlanta. They've got something going on. Coca-Cola Zero was for men because Diet Coke was not for women, but women liked it. Mm-hmm. And it largely became popular with women. So they marketed Coke Zero because it's got to be different. That's how marketing works.
Yeah, well, also you can't have the word diet in it because then men diet, feel yeah. emasculated.
It's not really emasculated. It's,
it's not manly to diet, right?
I understand that you're out of touch with diet culture because you've never had to be in touch with it. But let me explain something about dieting. It's everybody feels bad about dieting, even sure. especially women. People don't want to think of themselves as on a diet. No. So it just, the branding of Coke Zero coincided with a rising trend of no longer calling a diet thing diet, right? Yeah. And then it just happened to be, we're going to make it black with white lettering and a red logo because now it looks cool. We're going to do the reverse of the regular Coke Zero colors to make it look crazy, like you inverted it in Photoshop. And then someone on their marketing team goes, we need to advertise this in places men hang out. And then that's what they did. And now everybody who drinks Coke Zero drinks it. And that's the end of my story. That is not medical advice about 5-hour energy drink, but this is beautiful advice on getting a camera with autofocus, auto white balance, auto ISO. This is not even the bonus listeners are hearing that are getting this. This is for the live audience only.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a preferred flavor of 5-hour energy?
Absolutely not. No, I drink these things so fast, I don't know what they taste like. Terrific. I'll tell you what. They are also, as someone who was hospitalized for gastritis 2 years ago, these do not burn my stomach at all, whereas coffee totally does within a sip or two. This is all the benefits of black coffee, plus a little niacin, B6, riboflavin, B12, and no burn me stomach, no burn me esophagus. So, and also, it's the only thing that makes me feel like someday I might not have a headache. So,
yeah, that's Jerry Lewis's favorite vitamin, riboflavin.
Riboflavin, yeah, sure. Why not? why did he make all those words up? Why was he always talking about supplements?
Oh, man. Now that Brandon's off mic, why don't we start the show?
Oh, good joke.
That's our break time. If anyone wants to vacate to go to the bathroom or whatever,
I'll vacate
the first half of our show.
I'll just void my bowels here in my chair.
VMB. Yeah.
Do it rockapella.
God, voiding your bowels is so much cooler than taking a dump. Have you ever tried it?
It's weird because if I'm doing my best, I'm not taking anything. I'm leaving it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
See, because like there's catharsis when you void your bowels. When you take a dump, it's like, oh yeah. When you void your bowels, it's like, oh no.
When someone I don't know is using my bathroom, I call that a void stranger.
Mm. Oh yeah, there you
all
go.
Right, all right.
VS. People got mad at me about saying void stranger was good too. Lord.
Yeah.
People got mad at me about that. Well, just two people. I say people.
People got a little annoyed at me that I said that the forum liked it because apparently I misread that.
They
thread.
Didn't like it.
Yeah.
their opinions were mixed. It was definitely a yellow mixed on Steam is what it was.
I bought it on your guys' recommendation literally during the show and I played it and I didn't like it at all.
Did you get through the first cycle?
I don't think so.
Sounds like how long did you play it?
It goes places.
About an hour.
Okay, either you didn't get through a particular thing or you did something wrong. Or you didn't see something or give it another shot sometime.
What happened is at one point I died. And this weird creature was like, hey, eat this fruit and you can come back. And I was like, I don't want to do that. I've read mythology before. And they said, fine. And the game shut down on me. So I had to start again from the beginning. And I like obstinately would not eat the fruit. And apparently that's a bad time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's too many things to say to that.
Yeah.
that I will leave them. I will not say them for anyone listening to this as a, just try it again sometime if you feel like it.
All right.
I think the puzzles are all right. I didn't mind the puzzles. Apparently people didn't like the puzzles. Is that like a thing? Like I don't like the puzzles is like what some people actually like, literally said in that exact voice.
Anyone want to do the second half of the show or you got anything else?
I'm going to take a leak.
That was half the show, huh? I'm going to take a leak. I'll be back.
Cool.
Not void my bowels.
That's nice. I might have time to eat before my Ooh, call in an hour that. And 20.
Taking a leak, pal.
Esper, leave that in the show.
And rival Flavin, it's Goyles.
Flavin.
Very good.
Oh, Flavin. All right. That was our short episode. It only took 80 minutes.
Did anybody else first find out about Jerry Lewis from Animaniacs?
I unfortunately knew
of his existence before then, but like I think the voice, you know, like I'd seen things like Dr. Doolittle Animaniacs, but I think Animaniacs solidified that, like, oh, that's a Jerry Lewis voice.
I just knew that as a funny voice as a kid.
Yeah, I knew it from The Simpsons.
Right, sure.
I unfortunately just knew I'd seen Jerry Lewis before.
Okay, yeah. He didn't filter through to me. It was one of those things where I heard the nice lady.
Well, and you know, I don't think I immediately associated it either, because I just remember like Freakazoid coming out and being like, oh, good, they're doing that annoying voice, but all the time.
Yeah, that's cool, though, actually, now that I think about it, doing an annoying voice all the time. I'm going to try that.
Actually, there's like the guy who, like, I don't know, co-created or whatever and was the voice of Freakazoid, like sometimes tweets some behind the scenes stuff. And it's like, oh, these people were actually kind of doing something neat here.
Yeah.
They got away with some things.
I'd believe it.
Yeah, I watched some Freakazoid, but I wasn't sure if it was for me. I was like, do I like this?
I remember having a very specific take. I invented takes when I was 12.
Nice.
That's pretty cool. Freakazoid.
Yeah, thank you. And my take was, well, about 5% of this is funny, but it's like a pretty good 5%. And I've done the cost analysis, and I'm going to go ahead and stick around.
Nice.
But, you know, Bruce Timm was very involved in the initial development of Freakazoid, but he left very early on because it was too watered down for him.
Okay, here's my in my 40s take. Bruce Timm's a one-hit wonder.
He sure is.
Oh. Yeah, we used to be all about Bruce Timm, and then we met him, kill right, him. Frank?
Wait, who's he?
I met him at Comic-Con, and he was a jerk. I don't know if you were there.
Was it Bruce Timm? We met one of the Batmans.
No. We met Paul Dini.
We met Paul Dini together. That's right.
And he was okay.
He was all right.
That different from Paul Dano and Houdini?
Yeah. Oh, man, I watched that Swiss Army Man movie, speaking of Paul Dano.
Oh, yeah. What'd you think?
I didn't like it.
Should have been Paul Dini.
No, I don't think you should have been Paul Dini instead.
Should have been Paul Dini.
If Paul, it was Paul Dini, Dini and it. Paul Dano and Houdini.
Well, one's the plural of the other in Italian.
Yeah.
I don't know which one's what.
Yeah, that's it. Paul Dini is multiple Paul Dano.
I think those I think those guys who made that movie need to just go away.
Yeah, Daniels.
Yeah, that's so lame.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Man. I was trying to describe
it. You should never do anything with someone who has the same name as you.
I was trying to describe it, and the close. I was like, if it was like Garden State with a corpse and more magical realism in it, is how I felt about it. It was just very, very twee. And just all the weirdness had no teeth to it.
I'm an immediate hater of stuff like that.
Really
like,
odd.
It just really tweaks my hate machine.
Yeah, you wouldn't have liked it.
I know
verdict.
I don't like it.
Yeah,
I know I don't like it, Charlie.
Yeah, I don't know why that. Oh, it came up because of Paul Dano. That's right.
Right,
but not Paul Dini. Right,
not Paul Dini. Not Paul Dini. Paul Dini's safe. Yeah, we were at a little table with him, Frank. We were doing like we were in a press room waiting to do something.
And yeah, I don't remember. What my memory is that you're like, hey, we should hang out sometime because you live close. And he's like, yeah, sure. And then we just never did it.
It's true.
That's good. Hang out with that guy.
But we talked to him because he was just sitting next to us at the press table. I think we were just there for no reason, but he was there maybe waiting to get interviewed. And we're like, oh, that's Paul Dini.
Yeah. Yep. I just watched a Paul Dini episode of Batman. I finally trying slowly to make my way through the last season of Batman animated series.
Batman Adventures.
Batman Adventures. Pretty tough. Yeah. There was an episode coming up with like Poison Ivy that ended up being I don't know that I've ever said this word out loud, but I'm going to go for it. It was kind of a nothing burger. Production, you know?
Yeah, it makes sense.
But I was seeing that and I was like, you know, Poison Ivy left off in a really interesting place in this series. And I went back to the episode Home and Garden, which do you all know this one?
Is that the one where she and Harley are living together?
No. Home and Garden.
Is it the one where she has a spot? Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Home and Garden is the one where she seems to have been reformed and has a family with kids now.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a really good episode, man. Mm-hmm. Like that. And like Amanda, I know she had seen it before, but she just absolutely remembered nothing about it. So it was kind of cool to like watch that through the lens of someone kind of getting creeped out by the whole premise as it went. So.
So are you saying that one was written by Paul?
That was a Paul Dini
or Paul Dano?
Yeah,
I'm just kidding.
But my recommendation is Home and Garden. Batman. Well,
the episode's over already.
The episode's over.
I think there's only one episode of the new Batman Adventures I really like, which is Over the Edge. Have you watched that one yet?
Which one's that?
That is a Paul Dini episode.
I think I watched the ones that you recommended, and I was like, if these are the best. I guess I'm just going to stop.
That's fair.
Batman Over the Edge?
Yeah. That's the one where Batgirl dies.
Oh, nice. Get out.
Bless.
I feel like I should have seen this one. Oh, yeah. I saw this one. I immediately forgot.
Yeah, that's how it is with all of those.
That's the good one. So if you don't like that one. You know what
is the worst episode that I remember people loving at the time is the one where they like animate the old comics. You know, they do a Jerry Robinson Joker segment and then they do like a Dark Knight.
Legends of the Dark Knight. Yeah.
That is the worst episode of the show.
Not good.
Yeah. It's like that one.
Let's take the kid premise of I've got Batman in my basement.
Right.
Let's do that again. The most hated episode.
The worst episode. Yeah.
Let's do a Rashomon thing like we did in pretty effectively in season one with the three cops telling the story.
POV. Yeah. Great episode.
Let's cops just combine those and just make all of it worse. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a good idea.
Yeah.
I could do that. Hire me. I can make stuff worse.
Yeah. New Batman Adventures is not great.
I'll do it.
Some people say the designs are better in this show. I don't know what they're talking about.
That's false.
Yeah, I know.
What kind of people are you
talking about? The designs
are
specifically how do we make this cheaper?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I feel like I'm losing my mind when I hear this opinion.
That opinion sounds like it was just designed to rile you up. I don't. That's not an opinion anyone
thinks
holds.
That. Yeah. And in fact, Paul Dini, if you go to his little table at Comic-Con where he's just selling portraits that he draws for way too much money.
Let's make sure everyone
he draws them in. Is it the new one that he made? No.
Let's make sure everyone understands when Frank says little table. It is a tiny table. It is not a big table.
It's an ottoman.
The man does not command a large table.
It was a small subpoena. One of the best lines in that show.
I met a guy yesterday who had just written a book about the Punisher.
Sounds good for you. That's good for him.
He's a professor. It's called A Cultural History of the Punisher by Kent Worcester. And I met him at this bookstore signing. I met him at this book signing, and he had done all this research into the Punisher and all the kind of ripoffs and character inspirations of the Punisher. And I said, do you have anything in here about Black Spider? He's like, who's Black Spider? It's like, well, right after Gary Conway created Punisher, he was brought over by DC to start writing Batman for them. And he's like, great, while I'm here, I'll just recreate the Punisher so Batman can fight the Punisher. And he created this character named Black Spider, who is this vigilante in Gotham City.
I read that one. Yeah.
He just kind of like turned white. He's like, I didn't know about any of this. I wrote a whole book about the Punisher and I never encountered Black Spider. So that was a right moment.
And you were just the whole time he was talking, you were just slowly just screwing a silencer onto a pistol. And going, all right.
Yeah.
He's sweating bullets and you're loading the bullets into the gun.
Right. I take off my sweatshirt and there's a big skull on my shirt under there.
Yeah. And then the psychiatrist says, have you considered going to the steakhouse and
have you considered going to Frank's Castle?
And putting some Worcestershire sauce on your steak? And he says, but doctor, I am Worcestershire. Right? Is that what happened?
Yeah, that's exactly
what happened. Because I'm believing this story less and less. You're telling me you shot a guy and you're also his psychiatrist?
That is what I'm telling you. If I'm lying, I'm dying.
Oh, man.
That's how it is at book signings.
Yeah.
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 It's pretty much
it. That's why you never sign a book.